Radio Prague News.
In an interview for an internet news server, Prime Minister Petr Nečas defended the president's amnesty and his own supporting signature. The German president has praised President Klaus for his role in the Czech Republic's transition to a market economy. More people have been hospitalized with severe flu symptoms in the past few days. In an interview for the news server IDNES, Prime Minister Petr Nečas defended the presidential amnesty and his role in its announcement. Mr. Nečas pointed out that it is a constitutional convention for the prime minister to sign a presidential amnesty in order to confirm its legality and the government's responsibility to carry it out. But the initiative of the amnesty is the exclusive right of the president, the premier noted. He claims he could not refuse to sign the amnesty along with the president since it was within legal norms. Mr. Nečas also denied rumors that his signature was a trade for President Klaus's signing of the government tax reform package in December. The prime minister is set to offer the president an opportunity to address the issue of the amnesty in front of the parliament. Supreme State Attorney Pavel Zeman has announced that the accused in 18 cases that are being dealt with by the state attorneys are eligible for the presidential amnesty. In total, Mr. Zeman said somewhere between 100 and 150 criminal suits may be suspended due to the amnesty granted by President Klaus on New Year's Day. The president has also made his last visit as president to Germany on Wednesday. His German counterpart Joachim Gauck praised Mr. Klaus for contributing to the Czech Republic's transition to a market economy and to solidifying the relationship between their two countries. During their lunch together, Mr. Gauck also pointed out that the future lies in a unified Europe. The Czech president is due to hold talks with the German Chancellor Angela Merkel later on Wednesday evening. His visit comes soon after the one Mr. Gauck made to the Czech Republic, becoming the first German president to pay his respects to the people of Lidice at the site of the Nazi massacre there in 1942. Some 150 firefighters from 28 brigades have been fighting a massive fire since early Wednesday morning in the East Moravian city of Zlín. The fire started at around 1 a.m. at a warehouse with electrical appliances belonging to HP Tronic Zlín, the owner of ITA and Euronix. Three employees of the company were at the scene and suffered slight smoke inhalation. No one else has reported injured. Primary schools and offices in the area were evacuated to locations further away as a preventive measure. The highest unemployment in the country at the end of last year was in the Ústí nad Labem region, according to figures released on Wednesday by the Labour and Social Affairs Ministry. The employment rate is in this northern Bohemian region went up by 0.6% to reach 14% in December. Contributing factors to the worsening situation on the job market are cutbacks carried out by some of the major employers in the region. Seven people have died in the Czech Republic so far this winter due to complications from the flu. Almost 50 people are currently in hospitals with severe flu symptoms. In the past 2 days, two people have died and 19 were hospitalized. There has also been an increase of cases of swine flu, which has recently claimed one victim in the Czech Republic. The chief hygiene officer, Vladimir Valenta, previously issued a warning that the country is on the verge of a flu epidemic. The health ministry has opened a telephone hotline that provides advice to doctors around the country. The Czech ice hockey star Jaromír Jágr made a surprise final appearance for his hometown club Kladno on Tuesday night before heading back to the U.S. following the ending of the NHL lockout. Jágr, who is 40, has previously said that his NHL club Dallas has instructed him not to play again for Kladno. However, in the end, he took to the ice to the delight of the home fans and provided two assists to help the team overcome Litvinov 3-2. And for the weather, it will be cloudy and overcast in the upcoming days with light rain. Day temperatures should be between 5 and 7 degrees Celsius. I'm Masha Walensky, and that's all for the news.